Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the daf for Sunday of Parshas Chukas is Tzadi Gimel in Meseches Erevin, the 313th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up challenging the notion of whether building a mechitza could actually create an iser or it can't. And the Gemara will continue our waves of yediyas from Shas, as we dramatized yesterday, starting with Hilchos Sukkah, and then going back to the halachos of Klayim in a Kerem. And most of our daf will continue with these halachos of Kerem, where we'll discuss what happens on the top of Tzadi Gimel Amebeis if you have a mechitza that is 5 feet dug into the ground, 5 tfachim, excuse me, dug into the ground, and 5 above. The Gemara will discuss many of these types of instances, and then finally come back to the topic of the Mishnah of Chatzer Gedola that we had yesterday on Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, a large Chatzer that opens up into a small Chatzer. Let's begin on the bottom of Tzadi Beis Amud Beis, Amale Rava LaAbaye. Now, to pick up exactly where we had left off yesterday, we're in a larger discussion of whether a Chatzer Gedola, a large Chatzer, as you take a look in your Hod V'Hadar diagrams, Taf Kuf Mem Dalet, you see on the left side a large Chatzer that opens into a small Chatzer, which is the topic of our Mishnah on Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. Well, whether that could cause, as the Gemara alleges on the bottom of Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, based on a brilliant sitting of a bunch of Amoraim, that if a person planted a vine in the large one, that would cause it to be prohibited to plant vegetables or seeds in the smaller one, because the smaller one is considered connected to the larger one and is considered a Pesach of the larger one. Now the Gemara points out, Abaye points out, that this introduces the idea of Mechitza Le'isor. Abaye said 10 lines from the bottom of Tzadi Beis Amud Beis, and that is that if this would just be an open area, then in such a case all you have to do is be Marchik Dalet Amos. But now that you have these constructed Mechitzas of the larger into the small, so then in such a case, the Mechitzas that were created will introduce an Isur. Amaleab Rava LaAbaye, and for that reason Abaye finds that difficult. How could these mechitzos make it more usser than it would be if there were no mechitzos? Says Rava Abaye, V'lo mechitzin al mechitzal iser, and you not familiar with this idea of having mechitzal iser, v'itmar, we learned, sikei chagabe achsadra, sheyesh la ptsimim, kshera. If a person puts schach on top of a portico, actually porticos have become very common today in Israel. If you take a look at the diagram in the Hod V'Hadar, Tav Kuf Mem Vav, Tav Kuf Mem Zayin, a portico is what they call today in Israel a pergola. And that is a frame where you have 4 strong legs that are larger than a tefach that go all the way up to the top of the sukkah, and you put tzchach on top. Of course, we know that you need 2 full walls and 1 wall of a tefach for a sukkah to be kosher min haTorah. If you make sukkah al gabi achsadra, and the achsadra, the pergola, has 2 walls on either side, like we have in diagram tuf kuf mem vav, then in such a case, sikech al gabi achsadra sheyesh lo ptzimin, if there are these 2 stone walls that you see on either side on diagram tuf kuf mem vav, not a problem. You've got 2 mechitzas, and then each leg of the portico is a tefach. If you will, you could choose either one to be your 3rd wall. The Mishnah in Sukkah adds, v'ilu hishva pitzimeha. But what happens, as you see in diagram tuf kuf mem zayin, they built a wall in the Hod V'Hadar, they built a wall to block off the stone wall, and also the wall then is blocked off from the sides of the portico, and then you can't use a 3rd side of a tefach. It's going to be pasul. So what do we see? We see that there are times that if you build a mechitza, it's going to create an iser. Amale Abaye, Abaye says no. Lidi diksher, I happen to hold that it's kosher. Rashi explains that Abaye, not related to our topic right now, holds that we would say pi tikra yorid visosim and lower the area from the porticos as if it's closed. More critical, lididcha, But according to you, siluk mechitzas hi. It's not the pshat that you built mechitzas. You removed the mechitzas by being mashve the pitzimeha. Abayi returns with the same comment that we had in yesterday's daf, and that is that there are times when you put something up where you're actually removing mechitzas. But if you're actually putting up a mechitza, like in the case of Chatzar Gadol and Ketana, Abaye cannot swallow the idea that putting up mechitzas, which in no way is being mesalik other mechitzas, could create Isser. Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Abaye v'lo matzinu mechitza l'Isser, and you're convinced you'll never have mechitza l'Isser, v'atanya, didn't we learn a bayis? Bayis, shechetziav mikora. Take a look at diagram. Whoops, there is no daf with the diagram over here, neither in the Od Vahadar or in the Gemara Mavur. So let's just describe it visually. You have, imagine, a room in a house, and it has a half a roof. V'chetzev einu mekura, half of it's not roofed. So then, gifanim kan, if there is vines on one side, putul zroa kan, you're allowed to put seeds on the other side, and it's not klayim. However, you're not allowed to have klayim of Geffen and Zroim under the same roof. V'ilu hishvas kirya, aser. And if you would extend the roof, it would be aser. So again, it seems that building mechitza could create iser. Abaye sticks by his guns. Amalei hasam silik mechitzas have it. There you removed the mechitza that divided the roof, that separated the Gefanim and the Zroim, was removed by actually adding something more. Shalachlei ravala Abaye b'raj Biyad Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira. They sent him a message from Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira. In other words, through him, actually coming from Rava. V'lo metzim mechitzas, or v'atanya, didn't we learn a brisa? Yesh mechitzas hakerem l'hakel l'hachmer. You could have a mechitza in a vineyard, both to create a leniency and to create a stringency. Ketza kerem hanatua ad ikr mechitza. If you have a vineyard that is planted, the halacha is that when it comes to planting a vine, as long as there's a mechitza between the vine and the zera, you're allowed to plant the vine up until the ikra mechitza, up until the mechitza flush against it. Zareim ikra mechitza ve'elich, and therefore you could put the seed on the other side of the mechitza, it's not a problem. This is lahakel, she'ilu ein sha mechitza, because if there would not be a mechitza, marchik dalet ames v'zoreya, then you would not be able to put them so close to each other. The mechitza differentiates and divides between them. By the way, this is one of the rayas that I heard from my rabbeim, that the halacha of klayim is not a halacha in mitzius, of the nutrients being yonek from each other from the ground, because the mechitza is above the ground, and it's as much about appearance, the halachas of klayim, as it is the actual mixing between the nutrients and the roots. That's an example of mechitza going lekula. Now, that is not as big of a chidush as the next part. Ulahachmir ketzad. And what would be a case of where a mechitza could actually create a chumra? Hayimashoch min akosel yudbeiz ama. To understand this halacha, let's take a look at diagram Tav Kuf Mem Aleph. If one has a kerem in a square, which is called Michol HaKerem, of course, Zera cannot be planted next to the kerem. If, however, there is a distance between the kerem and its wall that's more than 12 amos, as you could see in the diagram, one would be allowed to plant 4 amos of Zroim in between the wall and the Mechol HaKerem. However, if there's only a distance of 11 amos, it would not be acceptable because there'd be no way you'd be able to plant 4 amos worth of Zera and have another 4 amos between the Zera and the wall and 4 amos and Mechol HaKerem. Similarly, in what's called Karachas HaKerem, where you have a bald karach, you have a bald spot in the middle of a kerem, if there's a 4 amos distance between all parts of the kerem, then the halacha is you're allowed to plant 8 amos inside of the kerem. Rule of thumb being that when we're talking about mechol hakerem, there always has to be a distance between 12 amos, and 11 amos would not be acceptable to be able to plant on the periphery of the kerem. So says the Mishnah, if there's only 11 Amos, lo yavi zera l'sham. Now, what would that halacha be if there would be no wall at all? She'imale emechitz, if there was no wall at all that didn't construct this square, then in such a case, ein machitza, marchik dal amas. All you have to do is distance it 4 amas, vizorei, and then plant. Vizuhi mechitzas akerem lahachmer. And this is a beautiful example of mechitzas akerem lahachmer. This was the raya that Rava sent to Abaye. Amalei, Abaye responds back, v'litamech, you didn't even have to go to your own constructed case. I have the Farish Mishnais that say what you say, says Abaye. Usvim masnisen, perik dal mishna aleph in klayim. Karachas hakerem, the bald spot in the kerem, beshame omrim chaf dalet amas, you need 24 amas inside to be able to plant inside. Take a look at diagram Tav Kuf Nun, and the diagram will be according to Beisilo. Beisilo omrim tezayin ama, 16 amas, as you see in the diagram, 8 amas in the middle, 4 on the periphery, you were able to plant. Mechol hakerem is where you're planting on the outside. Beishame Om Tezayin Amos, you need 16 Amos. So Beisil Omrim Yud Beis Amos. Beisil says you need 12 Amos. As we described before, 4 Amos break, 4 Amos is Roim, then 4 Amos for wall. Vezui Karachas HaKerem, the Mishnah in Klaim spells out what Karachas HaKerem is. Kerem Shecharav Emtziyaso, if there's a bald spot in the middle because it was destroyed, Emein Shom Tezayin Amos Lo Yavizer L'Sham, you're not allowed to bring seed inside. Then you're allowed to plant. What is mechol hakerem? The ring around the kerem. Bein hakerem legader, between the kerem to its fence, as we described. Shim ein ba sham yud beis am. If there isn't 12 amas there, lo yavizer l'sham. Hayesh sham yud beis am. Nosan l'kidei avodos zara samatir hamoser. Excuse me. You're allowed to plant. What do we see? We see again that when you have a mechitza, then the mechitza could actually create a chumrah. It's not enough to be marchik dalet amos in order to plant. In the case of mechol hakerem, you need 12 amos. So Abaye said you could have asked for a mishnah. How am I going to answer for the mishnah? I was aware of the mishnah, says Abaye. Ela asam lavanu taima to call dalet amos lagarim hakerem avodas hakerem. The rule of thumb is that you need 4 amos for avodas hakerem to divide between that and the zera. However, here 4 amas is not enough. Legabe geder, because when it comes to the wall, kivan delo mizdarim. Take a look back at picture Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. The last 4 amas next to the wall, you can't put the zera. It's not normal to put the zera there. Afgure mafgulu de bene bene, because that area is entirely hefker, because that area is not going to be used at all for planting. When it's flush up against the wall, Rashi explains, it's not an area that is used for plow because it could break the wall. Afguri mafkaluhu. We put a comma. De bene bene. So then all we have left is the area in between. If you take away those 4 amos, you have the 8 amos in between the kerem and the line border, which is not planted by the wall. So iarka arba chashivin. If there is a sum total of 4 amos between the kerem and where you're planting the zera, then it will be acceptable. Vilo lo chashivin, and otherwise it's not going to be considered acceptable. So therefore we see that it has nothing to do with mechitza lesser, but rather it's just a simple calculation, says Abaye, of having enough room to plant 4 amos of zera. Mara now continues an analysis of the Chatzer Gedola and the Chatzer Ktana with a fascinating application to the halachos of Karfifos. A little bit of introduction would be helpful. The Gemara earlier on Daf Tav Zayin Amabez had told us that if you cordon off an area for a caravan of people that are traveling with a mechitza that's made out of a shesi and an arev, in other words, either vertical poles or horizontal poles, even though normally that would not be acceptable in a large area of more than base assigned for one person, however, if it's for a caravan, it will be acceptable. Now, Rav Yehuda is going to discuss that case of a caravan, but it will be constructed in a way that there are a few karfifos next to each other, and the variables will change. In one case, we will have the gadol being in the middle, And in the other, we will have the Gadol being on the ends and the Katan being in the middle. Amar of Yehuda. Gimel Karfifa is at Zeh B'tzad Zeh. If you have these three large areas, they're next to each other. Ushnayim Hachitzonim Migufafim. Now, Migufafim, we've learned in the past, already means the larger Chatzer. Larger in the sense that, as we see in Rashi, that the top diagram of Rashi has a box for the outside karfefim, and they have a wall even on the fourth side, similar to what we've called in the past the chatzer gadol. So shnayim achitzam gufufim v'amtzai enom begufaf, and it opens straight into larger ones. V'yachid bezeh, v'yachid bezeh, and there is one person in every single one of them. Now the shayla becomes, are you allowed to carry in those places? In other words, in these three karfefim, if they're more than a beis hasayim. So then the halacha is, nasa kishayara, v'nasan lahen kol tzarkan. And each one is allowed to carry as much as he wants. Why? Because we say that the smaller one, the middle one, is open to the larger ones. It is considered its Pesach. And Rashi explains the Dibra Maskel v'yachid, that we consider the diure gedolim bekatan, v'nimtzu, continues Rashi, shloshtem b'emtzai. You consider the middle as being batel to the others, v'emtzai mitzdarfan, and therefore the middle one is considered as if it holds all three of them, and therefore they can now carry as a tzibur in Yosemite Beis Hasayim. In contrast to vice versa. Some take out the word vadai. However, amtsoi migufaf, what if the middle is a large one? Ushnayim achitzonim, the two outer ones, eino migufafin, they're the smaller ones, as you could see in the second diagram for Rashi, v'yachid bazeh, v'yachid bazeh, v'yachid bazeh, and there are three individuals in each one, einos lamele beishesh, they only get sach hakol, six sa'a. Because the middle one is not considered as if it is the opening to the outer ones, like in the case of where the middle one is the smaller one. Rather, when the middle one is a larger one, then in such a case, each one is in his own karpef, and then if it's a besa, so then in such a case, they cannot carry like a rabbim, rather that would have the din of a yachid. Ibaidhu, now the Gemara changes the variables. Echa bezev, echa bezev, ushnayim b'emtzai. What if there is one on the outside and one on the other side, but there are two in the middle one? Now, of course, the larger chatzer, we learned, was sholet, ruled over the smaller one. So do we say, says the Gemara, ilaha chanafki tlasahavi, if you send two from the middle to the outer one, so then there'll be three. V'ila hachanafka tlasav. And if you send to the other one, it'll also be three. And therefore, you'll be able to carry in all of them as a tzibur in a karfif yosrim beis hasayim. Odilma, or do we say, chad lahachanafik, we'll send one from the middle to the right chatzer, v'chad lahachanafik, and we'll send one to the left chatzer, and there's never three. That you could only send one out into either side, and therefore you'll be stuck, and there won't be a halacha in the tzibur. What happens if you have the middle one as the larger one, but there are two on the outer ones that are the smaller one? You could send either one from the middle to the one in the middle to either side, and they'll become a tzibur, and therefore you should be able to carry even more than beis hasayim. Odoma, or do we say, we don't know which way the fellow in the middle is going to go. Eimar lachinafik, veimar lachinafik. Maybe he'll go to the right, maybe he'll go to the left. Ve'ilchason bayon lekula. And on this shayla it goes lekula, because it's a gzeira midrabanan that you can't carry in this area that technically has kosher mechitzas. The Gemara continues on Talmud Beis. Amar Chizda gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha. Rashi explains that we're talking about a chotzer that is five tfachim deep into the ground, and they added a mechitza of five tfachim. Eimet starfin, in such a case, they doesn't join together. O kulo bigidud, o kulo bimechitza. In order for it to be considered ten tfachim, you need to have either a pit of 10 or a mechitza of 10. Asks the Gemara, Meisive, I'll ask you the following question. Shtei chatzeres, if you have two courtyards, zo lemaila mezo, one higher than next. Take a look at diagram Tav Kuf Nun Vav in the Hod V'Hadar. You have two courtyards, one above the next. Vel Yona Gevo Min HaTachtona Asar Tfachim. And the upper courtyard is taller than the lower, 10 Tfachim. As you can see, in Tav Kuf Nun Vav, we have an area over here where there's a 10 Tfachim distance between the upper Chatzar and the lower Chatzar. Actually, the clearest picture would be Tav Kuf Nun He and not Tav Kuf Nun Vav. So if you have two chatzeros, if you have one above the other 10 tfachim, O sheyesh ba gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ei ma'arvin echad. In such a case, the halacha is, they are considered two separate rishuyos, and therefore they can never make an eruv together. However, pachas mikan, what happens if one chatzer is less than 10 tfachim above the other? Ma'arvin echad ve'ei ma'arvin shnayim. Then, in such a case, they can make a eruv together, and they cannot make separate eruvin. The Gemara's kasha is that we see from the case of the resha of gidul chamisha u'mechitza chamisha that it's enough to divide them in separate reshuyos against what we had learned from Rav Chisda. Amar Rav amod Rav Chisda b'tachtoina. Rav Chisda agrees that if you have a lower courtyard, hoel v'roa pnei asara, it's five deep, and then it sees another five tfachim of the gate of the upper one that it combines together as 10. And it sees, ultimately, if it looks at the wall, it really is a 10 tfachim wall from the perspective of the lower one. From the perspective of the higher one, it might not be, but from the lower one, it is. Hol v'ro p'nei asara. Since it sees 10, says the Gemara, fine. Ihachi tachtona ti'arev shnayim, v'lo ti'arev echad. From the perspective of the lower, so then in such a case, it will need its own eruv to be able to carry, but el yona lo ta'arev, lo echad v'lo shnayim. But the top one is going to be stuck. It shouldn't be able to make an eruv on its own because it only has a mechitza of five tvachim. So Gemara suggests another pshat. Amar Abba Barula kigoyin shel hoysel yonim migufefes ad eser amis. That is diagram Tav Kuf Nen Nun Vav, and that is when the upper chatzer has its own wall that is 10 tvachim high. At the same time, the bottom chatzer also uses five tfachim from the upper chatzer. Ihachiyem a seifa, if that would be so, says Gemara, how do you explain the seifa? Pachas mikan, if it's less than that, ma'arvin echad ve'im arvin shnayim. If it's less than five tfachim of the gidud, so then in such a case, then we learned that they could only make one eruv between both of them because it's considered one large rishos. Now, if we're talking about a case where there is a gefuf of 10 tfachim around the larger one, so then, or the upper one, excuse me, so then in such a case, you have a pesach, an opening between the upper one and the larger one, but at the low one and the upper one, and you should have a choice of whether to be able to combine or not. Amar Rabba Brei de Rava, kigon shenifritza tachtoina b'milua l'alyona. No, we're talking about a case where the lower one is entirely open to the upper one. Take a look at diagram Tav Kuf Nun Zayin, where despite the fact that there is 10 tfachim in the corner of the upper one, at the end of the day, there isn't a 10 tfachim wall from the lower to the upper. There's 4 tfachim in the upper and 5 in the lower, which is equal 9. So then in such a case, we're going to be stuck with an instance where it is entirely open, and the chiddush over here is, then such a case, then they can only make one eruv together. Ask the Gemara, Yachi, tachtona chati arev, trelo to arev. But that would be so. Then the halacha should be that the lower one should have to make an erev with the upper one. However, El Yona, Ibai Treit Yarev, Ibai Chat Yarev, the upper one should have a choice because it also has 10 mechitzas in its corners. Says Gemara, Eina Chinami, V'chik Tani Pachas Mikar Ma'ar V'nech Ve'mar V'n Shnaim, Atach Tona. It's going on the lower courtyard. Arish Mereimar, Mereimar taught, Gidud Chamisho Mechitza Chamisha. We learned above that if there is a gate that is 5 tfachim. In other words, from the perspective of the lower, it looks like a gate because it's been dug into the ground. And then there is a mechitza above. Umechitza chamisha mitzdarfin. Ashkechei ravina l'ravacha b'rei d'rava. Amar le, tani mar, midi b'mechitza. Teach us something in regards to mechitza. Amar le, lo, I didn't learn this halacha about mechitza. In other words, here the question is, tani mar, midi mechitza, teach us something about this halacha. Did you learn anything about this halacha? So he said, no, he didn't. Ve'elchasa paskins, the Gemara gidu, chamisha mechitza, chamisha mitzdarfin. That the halacha is that they are mitzdarif. Bezer Hashem, we will stop a little bit early over here. This was not an easy daf. We will pick up on daf tzadi dalid, about 10 lines from the bottom, on sedi gimel, on the base. The Gemara will begin a new topic in regards to diurin habon b'shabbos.